It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. There's a new voice in the campaign to slim down America's kids. A happy, high-pitched voice.
Hey, everybody! It's me, Mickey Mouse! Say, you want to come inside my clubhouse?
The Walt Disney Company is putting the kibosh on junk food ads during its shows. This is welcome news, says Chief Medical Officer at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children, Dr. Reggie Washington.
If you look at the number of children who are consuming 5 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables daily, it's dismally small.
And he says kids and families need all the encouragement they can get to eat better.
If we're going to really make inroads in the obesity epidemic, we have to become partners, not adversaries, with the food industry and other industries.
Dr. Jim Hill agrees. He heads the new Colorado Center for Health and Wellness in Aurora, and Dr. Hill helped Disney develop these new nutritional guidelines, which target the usual culprits.
Sugar, saturated fat, and salt. But we're trying to do it in a realistic way, not what is the ideal, but what can families actually do given the food supply and what grocery stores look like today.
Now, there have been so many other food labeling attempts, and some of them have been shown actually to point people in really unhealthy directions. And what I want to know is, what is the worst food that would get the Disney imprimatur? You know, how bad can something be and still be under this?
The example that's thrown out is SpaghettiOs. Okay.
Okay.
I would argue SpaghettiOs may not be the greatest food on the planet, but it's probably not the major culprit in childhood obesity.
And you're comfortable with the idea that this isn't about idealism. It's about practicality.
I am totally comfortable with that, because what happens is we have guidelines out there that tell people what a great healthy diet would look like, but it's difficult to actually find foods in the grocery store that would compromise such a diet that kids would actually eat.
Important point.
It is.
What products, for instance, on the shelf today would not meet the standards?
Cereals. Breakfast cereals is a lightning rod. What we came down on is to say cereals that have less than 10 grams of sugar will meet the standard. Now, if you go in the grocery store, you'll find a lot that have more than 10.
Oh, yes.
You'll have a few that have less than 10. Critics would say, oh, you should go to 6. Well, my response is, if you find a cereal with 6 grams of sugar, you're probably going to add sugar at home and defeat the purpose. So we think less than 10 is reasonably healthy. There are enough products that fit.
We heard in the introduction to our conversation from Reggie Washington, he says that it's critical to work with the food and, you know, media outlets to solve the obesity problem. To folks who would think, this isn't a proper alliance. You shouldn't be cozying up.
I get asked that frequently. Why are you working with Disney? And the reason I'm working with Disney is that's who kids listen to. So what I believe is that Disney has the ability to, number one, reach kids, because kids are going to theme parks. They're watching Disney TV shows and movies. So they get to kids. And the other thing I'm excited about with Disney is they know how to make all of this fun. Too often we take this nutrition guidelines, this deprivation, what do you have to get rid of? Remember that in addition to not advertising the bad stuff, Disney's going to use the power of their brand to promote the good stuff.
Because there will be a symbol on foods it approves of.
Yes, so they're using what they're calling the Mickey check, which is likely going to be a Mickey Mouse icon that signifies the good foods. You'll start seeing them roll this out in the fall. But what we're talking about is using that more broadly on healthy activities. So you might see physical activities getting a Mickey check, or activities that are promoted on the Disney Channel. Hmm. This is a work in progress, but the idea is here's sort of a trusted symbol to mom saying, this is something that's good for your child.
Now, particularly when it comes to advertising, Disney is saying outright, if the product does not meet these standards, it won't be advertised on what? The Disney Channel? Because they also own ABC, and they own ABC Family, and they own ESPN, you know. OmniMedia.
Right. Okay. And so a couple of things. It's going to be on the programs that are targeting kids.
Okay.
So someone asked me, does this mean that ESPN won't advertise beer? No, it doesn't relate because that's an adult audience. So what they're looking at are those times that a Disney outlet would reach mostly a kid's audience.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're talking with Dr. Jim Hill. He's the executive director of the Colorado Center for Health and Wellness, and he had a major role in helping Disney craft guidelines for foods that it will allow to be advertised during kids' programming and that will potentially get a seal of approval from Disney as a healthy food for kids. Do you think this will make a difference?
I think there are three big ways this is going to make a difference.
Okay.
First of all, the other companies that market to kids, you better believe that they're probably meeting right now to examine their marketing guidelines and how they're going to keep up. Because the consumers were so overwhelmingly responsive, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, I think they're going to do the same things. And I think this is good. Second thing that's going to happen is those food manufacturers who now won't be able to advertise their products with Disney are going to say, could we change these products so that they meet guidelines? Could we get rid of fat, sugar, and salt? And then the third way is that we're actually going to begin educating kids about healthy nutrition. So it's a long-term strategy, but we're going to start creating more demand for healthier products.
How does the education thing happen? What, just because they're reading the cereal box or what?
Well, because what kids begin to associate are the better products with the Disney brand. So a lot of public health people are saying the problem is we're marketing bad things to kids, and marketing is so powerful that kids learn bad habits. So if that's true, what Disney's doing is to associate the good products with the Disney brand and marketing, and kids will learn to choose those. So you go in the grocery store and the kid says, I want the apples because I saw it advertised on Disney and the Mickey Mouse brand. So makes it a little easier, I think, for that conversation with mom and the kids around choosing healthier options.
Okay, well, this is an important point because the nature of a symbol is that it has to be printed on something. And so my thought was, okay, you're going to disproportionately get foods that are packaged when the healthiest stuff is often on the flanks of the grocery store, right? So are you going to get a Mickey symbol on a tomato?
Yeah, so we're talking about that. And one of the things they don't pay me for is the creativity. I think they have a lot smarter people. But that, again, is the excitement of working with Disney. You say, okay, a lot of the products that we want the symbol on aren't packaged. Well, they bring their creative people together. So maybe rather than on each tomato, you have a big Mickey Mouse symbol on the stand of tomatoes. So this is an issue the company is taking it on. Don't have the answers yet, but they're willing to take on things like that.
Is there any reason we should be uncomfortable that it's a multinational corporation that has to move to do this?
Believe me, I think a lot about this, but let me tell you that I've worked for many, many years with government groups trying to get guidelines, trying to get PSAs and websites and everything. And
right,
I will tell you,
food pyramid, and then the
kids aren't paying attention to that. Maybe they should be. Maybe it would be a better world if they would. Everybody knows the U.S. dietary guidelines are out there. I don't think many people know exactly what they are. So I think getting more and more companies like Disney, and let's face it, the reason they're doing this is because over the long term, they think it's good for business. But that's the sustainability of this. More and more companies that include good nutrition as a sustainable part of business. I think that's a good thing.
You know, there are companies who have certain brands that I imagine could be advertised on Disney programs, but who also have products that couldn't. So let's talk about a cereal maker that has a healthy cereal that they can be advertising. But really what they do is lure the kid into the cereal aisle, so they'll go for the one with 20 grams of sugar.
So you're right. And I think one of the things you point out is this is only the beginning. This is not the solution. I greatly applaud what Disney has done. This in itself is only the beginning, and we need to do other things. I will tell you, because I talk to a lot of the manufacturers, this is a big deal for them. They would like to have more of their products meet the Disney guidelines. But yes, I think what we've got to do is work again with the manufacturers to understand healthier food. So we need more and more of the cereal that meets the demand. So to do that, we need to have healthier options available, but we also need to create demand for those healthier options. So when the kids go in the cereal aisle, there's a demand for lower sugar cereals.
Well, lots of questions still to be answered. Nice to see you, Jim. Dr. Hill, thank you so much.
Great being here, Ryan.
Jim Hill is Executive Director of the Colorado Center for Health and Wellness in Aurora. He helped develop nutritional guidelines for Disney. Some foods that don't meet these new standards will be advertised through 2015. That's when current contracts end. The Mickey Check program begins this fall. For a link to the Disney guidelines, visit cpr.org.